You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Super excited to have you tuning in to another masterclass on the Flip Empire show. And guys, I got multiple chills running down my arms and my back as I listened to my friend Justin Morgan. Many things he shared throughout his journey on this particular episode. So if you don't know Justin, a little bit about him. He's a successful real estate investor and entrepreneur. He's a three-time champion when it comes to triathlons. He's a triathlete. But really what today's episode is about is not how he has amassed 96,000 square feet of storage and several rental properties and has built this portfolio, but it's more about, it's something much deeper. And really, as you're about to hear on the show, this podcast has evolved and has grown to discuss much more than X's and O's of real estate investing. But you're about to hear how, because of the time, energy, effort Justin put into his real estate business, he was able to disconnect to be there for his son and his family at the time that they needed him most. Justin's son is a cancer survivor at the age of just recently turned 16 years old. And Justin opens up very vulnerably and shares the journey and what he learned through that adversity. And I want you to tune into this episode because you may not be able to relate or connect with having a loved one, a child, go through something that can be life and death, but just such a great job of breaking it down to, regardless of whatever adversity you're faced with, whether it's, I don't want to get up in the morning, I'm dealing with a life-altering disease, or I'm dealing with a loved one that's going through something challenging, he shares with you a two-step process that will lead to a life of joy, fulfillment, and achievement. And there's one particular question that he asked himself that if you get nothing else out of this episode, which is almost impossible, I think, but you walk away going forward asking yourself this one question every day, I can all but assure you, you'll be a better person, a better leader, a better friend, a better father, a better mother, husband, spouse, wife, a better entrepreneur, just a better overall human being as a result of this episode. I truly, truly believe it can have that much impact on you. Justin's a lifestyle investor. We have a lot in common. He's a man of faith, also a family man. There's so much that I want to share with you in this intro, but instead of doing that, let me bite my tongue. Let me get back to my family. At the time of this recording, we are traveling around Italy, so make sure that we're connected on social media. But really what this is about is you and extracting as many gold nuggets and as much wisdom as possible from this episode with my friend, Justin Morgan. What is going on, my friends? My name is Alex Pardo. If you are joining us on the Flip Empire show for the first time, welcome to episode 702. I'm about to introduce you to just one of the quality individuals that I have in my life, somebody who I met a couple years ago at this point, and somebody that has been inspiring for me in many ways, the way he lives his life, the way he is very intentional about connecting with people, the way he makes people feel, happens to be a pretty sharp entrepreneur as well. Justin Morgan is in the house today, so I'm about to introduce him to you. And I want you to hear some of his story because it's going to connect with you on so many levels. Part of the reason I think this show is successful is because the show doesn't exist because we bring you people's highlight reels. We only talk about people's wins, their successes. That's a big part of it. And we definitely want to celebrate that. But I think one of the things that I take most pride in is being very vulnerable, opening up, being very transparent, whether it's stories you've heard about me and my business where I've fallen, right? The lessons I've learned, or whether it's bringing people on the show like Justin, who at times go through unspeakable adversity, and yet they find a way to overcome for so many reasons. And so I want that to be the focus of the show. And yes, we're going to talk real estate because real estate for many people that I bring on the show is the vehicle that allows them to live their vision, to take time off when they need to, enjoy life because we only get one of those, as cliche as it might be. So with that being said, you already heard a little bit about Justin in the intro, but I want you to hear from the man himself. So Justin, my dude, I know we've been talking about this for a while, so it's awesome to have you on the show, brother.
Dude, it is so good to be here with the Alex Pardo, man, on the Flip Empire show.
Yeah, dude. People don't know this, man, but your first podcast episode, truly, I'm honored that you accepted the invite to be on here, man. And honestly, dude, like, you have so much wisdom and knowledge to share. You've experienced so much more than others. And I don't say that in a way to compare, because we're all on our own journey, right? Like, I think you'd be the first to attest to that. But man, from the moment we met, I remember sitting across, we were, of course, like many of my friends who I have on the show, we met at a mastermind, because it's just community of, and just a group of individuals. And I remember you and I sitting across from each other at dinner, and we just instantly connected. At least that was my feeling. We vibed, we had good conversation. You're a family man. I love to see you doing your triathlete, right? Like, you do these unthinkable, and you accomplish these unthinkable things that's just amazing. You're inspiring on so many levels. So why don't we do this? Why don't we kind of start? Tell us a little bit about who you are. Again, I already said you're a family man. And then how you ended up getting into real estate. I don't know what you were doing prior to that, but I want to touch a little bit on the start of your journey, and then we'll go from there.
Absolutely. We have to talk about real estate, because that's the Flip Empire show. But I hope to not spend too much time on that, because there's a lot of stories and a lot of experiences most recently that I hope to be able to impact and motivate, not only in the real estate space, but just in the life space, because really that's real estate's just a vehicle to the rest of our life.
That's right.
So the story from the beginning, you want to go all the way back? Is that?
Yeah, man. I mean, look, we don't have to go back to like your childhood, but like, what led you into real estate? Like, talk to us about the genesis of like your entry into the world of entrepreneurship and being a real estate investor.
Okay. So did what most kids and guys want to do or are told to do. I went to college after high school, and I thought I wanted to be just like my dad at 19 years old. And my dad was an airline pilot. So I pursued a commercial aviation degree. And I was living up in Washington State. High school was up there, but Utah had a good aviation program. So I came down here at 19 to the state of Utah and started down that aviation journey. It was about halfway through that my wife and I looked at my dad's life. We looked at where I was headed, and we realized I'd be gone away from home anywhere from 3 to 5 nights a week. And that wasn't in line with what we wanted. I wanted to be home every single night. And so I decided to finish up college, but not for the purpose of pursuing the aviation degree, but just for the purpose of completing what I started. And I think that's about all I got out of college, was just the ability to be able to complete what I started, because I've never earned a dollar in aviation. But in some form, I was lucky to get out of college in 2005. And at that time, real estate was booming, just like we've experienced the last few COVID years. And at that time, my wife and I were getting ready to buy our first little condo. So I went and met with the sales guy. We gave him $5,000. He said we'd be building the condo, and we'd done it about 90 to 120 days. So in the next 3 to 4 months. Well, at about the 2-month mark, he called me up and said, "Hey, I've got somebody that wants to buy your position." Now, if you're brand new to real estate, like I was in 2005, I didn't really know what that meant. And so I asked some questions further. And he instructed me that because I had a position in line, I could sell that position, and someone else was willing to pay me $21,000 to buy my position in that new construction line for this cute little condo. In my brain, as I was getting out of college, realizing a lot of my buddies were going to get jobs in aviation at $20,000, $21,000 a year, and I had the ability to flip this contract for $21,000, I said, I got to do something. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not going to go into aviation. So I kind of landed right into the place of real estate and putting positions under contract. Now, we can't do that in today's real estate world. You haven't been able to do that for years, but this is going back to 2005 when you were able to do that and really just flip paper, flip positions in new construction. And so that was the beginning of my real estate career. And that's been, what are we going on now? 17 years?
Well, dude, that's one more thing we had in common, because I also got started in 2005, and I got started essentially wholesaling. That's pretty much what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, just paper, right?
That's right. You're just shuffling paperwork. And I like the way you put it, like somebody wanted your position, because for somebody that's listening that maybe getting started or isn't familiar with some of the terminology that we use in our space, that's a very easy way to explain wholesaling. So I appreciate what you've done there. I'm kind of fast forwarding now from 2005, 17 years or so, you've done a lot of real estate transactions throughout the years. I know today you have a storage portfolio of about 96,000 net rentable square feet. Correct me if I'm wrong on that number, which is incredible, man. And while this show, even though it's called the Flip Empire Show, it's evolved throughout the years, Justin, dude. And I spend more time probably talking about the things that truly light me up that I really believe have a greater impact on those that choose to listen to the show. Because the X's and O's of real estate investing, all that information's out there, right? Like people can just jump on Google, YouTube, and you have just endless amounts of information, right? So content isn't the challenge. It's the quality of that content that I find that can really move the needle in people's lives. You were blessed, man, because of your hard work, your efforts, the environments you surrounded yourself in, the people that you chose to walk alongside you. You were in a place not too long ago where you were able to step away from your real estate investing business to be with your son and to focus on your family. I hope I'm not overstepping, man, but you've been so open about sharing your journey, about what your son's been going through over the last several months on Facebook. And I really encourage everybody listening to connect with Justin on Facebook. For those of you who are watching, I just flashed it on the screen. And Justin, I'm sure at some point towards the end of this podcast interview, we'll share with you where people can follow you at Justin Cameron Morgan on Facebook. But dude, I want to talk about that, man, if it's okay with you, because to me, life is not about what happens to you, but it's how you respond to what happens to you. And I'm sure there's been dark moments, right? When you've been by yourself, when you've been with your wife and your family. What you've put out on social media has been inspiring to document the journey, to show the mindset of wanting to overcome, and not wanting, but actually overcoming this adversity and leaning into your faith and everything else. Can you share a little bit about, just take us back to when you learned the news about your son and what you're willing to share from that story?
Man, my head is spinning, right? It's always a little uncomfortable to share these personal experiences, but my hope in sharing them that just one person or 100 people are impacted and hopefully motivated. Motivation is what's going to get us going, but it's really where the emotion comes inside that's going to make the impact. And I'm excited to be asked this question. I'm excited to be sharing this story, maybe a few more stories. As this morning, you just launched your went live on your 700th episode, and you made a few points. This episode will be coming out in a couple of weeks, but you made a few points that were really impactful to me and really got me more excited about what we're going to talk about right now, because it's all about legacy. It's all about the family. It's all about the future. It's all about the impact that we can make. And if we're not a little bit more urgent about other people's experiences impacting us or our own experiences impacting us, I believe we're going to miss opportunities. And I believe we're not going to be able to really embrace the present, which is a gift and a moment that we have right now. So let me jump right into, a couple stories that are going to lead to the story about my son.
Okay.
Real estate started in 2005 for me. That's when I really went full time into real estate. 2009, the market crashed. From 2009 to 2011, I was completely lost, barely avoided bankruptcy. I lost a dozen homes. 11 of those were in short sale. I was able to come out of that, started helping other people process short sales, get back into flipping, doing the single family game. And really, we've had a good run the last 10 years. But 9 years ago, my son was born at 11:39 p.m., right before Obamacare kicked in. And the reason I say that is because I didn't have insurance, and I was trying to force through a number of situations that he would not come in 2013. But God's plan was different, and he came 21 minutes before I had insurance. That was the first and second thing in my life, first being those rough years in real estate. The second thing in my life where I felt like I lost control. I didn't have my will being done. It was God's will being done. 4 years ago, I lost my dad to cancer. Again, one of those experiences in life where it's impactful to realize that my will is not being done, but God's will is being done. And these are little journeys of surrender. Well, 6 months ago, December 28th, my son had been sick for 3 days. And through a series of events, he got to the point where he had a seizure, kind of a mini stroke, and we rushed him to the ER. I'm fast forwarding and I'm talking really fast here.
Well, you're good.
All the points, but we found out that he had leukemia, which is a blood cancer. Here I am, a dad with a 15-year-old kid. This is my oldest son. I've got three children. And I'm put in that position that's kind of unthinkable, that position where a lot of his life is running through your mind. A lot of my life is running through my mind. And we found out that we're going to be parents of a child that has childhood cancer. But I'll tell you, as I was driving up to the hospital after this life flight, and I'm backing up about 12 hours here before we found out that he had cancer, mm-hmm. I'm realizing that we're dealing with life and death. And I'm driving 4 hours north, and I had the distinct thought that no matter what is coming today, and I knew it was going to be big, right? You put your kid on an airplane for 4 hours to a children's hospital, this is big. But I knew I was ready. And maybe it was the real estate crash in 2009 that got me ready. Maybe it was my son being born without insurance that got me ready. Maybe it was the passing of my father that got me ready. Maybe it was a series of little things mm-hmm. that got me ready. But this was a big thing right now. And I knew as a man, I had to show up. I knew as a father, I had to show up. And I was ready to be there in that moment. And I'm grateful that God gave me that strength to be able to walk into that hospital, to walk in to the room with my wife, with my son, and to embrace what was ahead of us. Well, that was December 28th, just 6 months ago, where life has really been in warp speed since then. But I hope we talk about this in a moment, but it's the adversity that really teaches us the most about ourselves. So I'll stop right there and see if you want to interject. But
well, you can't see my arms, but take my word for it. I got chills listening to that story twice because I know the kind of man you are. I've seen from afar anyways, the kind of father you are. And you make me want to elevate my game as a father, as a man. And the fact that I couldn't imagine what those 4 hours must have been like for you. You mentioned that you knew it was going to be big, but you already had the mindset that like, whatever it is, I'm going to step up. I'm going to show up for my son, for my family. I'm going to be there. I don't know what it is, but I know I'm going to be able to get through it. And I think what I want to draw from that story so far, Justin, for people listening, is that I don't know where you guys have been in your life. I'm certain you've dealt with adversity because you're human. We all have. Some big, some small. I have never had to deal with what Justin has been going through with his family, right? But we all deal with adversity. But I think when you can wrap your mind around the fact that whatever you're faced with, if you have the mindset that you can get through it, and particularly for those of you who are men and women of faith, whatever that may be like for you, you will get through it. And you know that you're not alone. And so I just want to highlight and underscore, Justin, for people listening, man, that I love how you set up the story and you shared how your son was born right before and you didn't have insurance, how you lost 11 or 12 homes to short sale, how you lost your father to cancer. My sincere condolences. You had been through all these things that were preparing you to be able to deal with the biggest mountain that you had to climb and get over.
I want to highlight a few things to hopefully impact the audience a little bit, because through the series of events that I shared, these were events where I was more of the victim role of like, how am I going to grind through this, right? Why is this being given to me? But I've been blessed with enough strength to say, I'm going to get through it, right? Mm-hmm. And if we're alive right now, we all have the ability to get through it. Yeah. It's kind of the conversation that we have in our head as to what we're going to do in those moments. And it was somewhere in the last year, I compartmentalized myself into two beings. The being that is right now, the being that oftentimes is the victim, the being that is feeling the emotion, the being that is hurt. And then there's this hero version of me. And so I asked myself the question of, what would that hero version of Justin do? What would that hero version of Justin say? How would he perform in this moment? And it was in this moment of childhood cancer or uncertainty that I knew finally in my life that I wasn't just Justin grinding through a moment, Justin grinding through another adversity, but it was Justin now, the hero version that's going to show up. Mm. And that's translated into every day of my life now. How am I going to show up today? What am I going to do to silence the negative voices in my head today? Because we're talking about big adversity, right? We're talking about death. We're talking about childhood cancer. But really, for some people, maybe somebody listening right now, they just don't know how to get out of bed. Maybe they just don't know how to get on that next phone call to be able to find the next deal, to be able to bless their family's life financially.
Yeah.
And so we can talk about big things and we can go, oh yeah, that guy had his dad die. That guy had childhood cancer. That guy has a divorce. That guy's dealing with depression. We all have it. We're all dealing with big things.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the little things that we've got to figure out how to conquer. And so my hope is, think about yourself as what you are right now. And maybe that's not totally what's real, because the conversations in our head are just a conversation that we're having. Mm-hmm. But the hero version of you can be real, because that's what you want to become. How would the hero version of Alex, how would the hero version of Justin act in this moment? And that little shift for me made the difference of why I chose to show up, knowing that I'm going to show up, knowing that I'm going to get through this day. And I don't want to make it sound bad or undermine the reality of the struggle of the last 6-7 months, but I feel so blessed to have been able to have this challenge, to be able to have this perspective, to be able to have navigated the last 6 months of life with my son, with my wife, with my other kids, and really to be talking about legacy, to be talking about urgency, to be talking about impact and contribution, because that's been a big part of the next phase of my life is, what can we do to help others? Because that's really where value comes from. That's really what real estate, getting it right, getting finances right, then really allow us to have the option of impact. So thank you for letting me interrupt there and just interject a few things.
No. And I'm going to pat myself on the back for being wise enough to let you interrupt there, because the last 4 or 5 minutes of what you just shared is profound and it's deep. And if people can receive the words that came out of your mouth and really sit with it and think about it, that's a lot of what life is about. There's so much to unpack there, man. And I want to just kind of let it breathe for a second, because I'm still processing and thinking about a lot of what you shared. And you, kind of a fun tidbit, 700 plus episodes in, maybe I've listened to less than a handful of episodes from start to finish. And I can tell you that this is one that 21 minutes in, I'm going to go back and listen to. And I'm not telling you that to like blow smoke or anything. I'm genuinely going
right for the next 20 minutes.
No, man. The thing is, man, is that you've gone through something that I want to start there. The perspective that you're still filled with this abundant state of gratitude. And you just shared, despite the fact that my son has been battling cancer since December 28th, 7-8 months in or whatever it's been. And the fact that you just shared, I'm grateful to have gone through this experience. It's mind-blowing, man. It's the fact that you were given something that is life and death, that if you're listening and you're a father or mother, you understand what that's like, not to maybe experience it, but to think about it, not knowing if your daughter or son is going to survive something. And the fact that you went in there with the mindset that we will overcome and I'm going to show up and I'm going to step up, and that you had the foresight to ask yourself, what would the hero version of Justin Morgan act like? What would the hero version of Justin Morgan say? How would this particular version of myself show up? That slight shift right there, Justin, is a gift. Like, I genuinely mean this. If people can walk away from this podcast episode, first of all, I know they're going to remember the story because it's hard to forget. But just ask yourself, when you wake up in the morning, what would the hero version of myself do, say, act, be, do, have, is something I always talk about, right? First, you have to be. Yep. Then you have to do, then you can have all the things you may want. And I love the fact that you brought this around and you said, hey, people listening might not be able to relate to having a child go through cancer, but people listening can most likely relate to not wanting to get up in the morning or not wanting to get on the phone, and they have a fear around speaking in public or speaking to a seller or going to an appointment or doing something that is uncomfortable, doing something that they're not accustomed to doing. We can all relate to that.
Yes.
Right? Like, we've all, like, I had the opportunity to speak on a stage several months ago, and I remember feeling nervous heading into that talk. Right? Like, those things are natural. Like, that's what makes us up. But it's about the mindset, and it's about asking yourself the right questions, I think, is so important. The inquiry can be so instrumental to our success and to our mindset. And I think your story elaborates on that. And then, dude, it's just being surrounded by the right people. What else have you learned going through this? You just shared on Facebook that your son did 10,000 push-ups. in 30 days. And I'll call myself out. My math was failing me when we first spoke. I had to pop on. I was like,
did we finalize that math for you? Because we want to make
sure. I'm going to go ahead and share openly that I went to my calculator, but I'm like, I know it's around 333, I think, if my math is right.
Yeah, it's those threes, right? 333 times 30 days gets you to almost 10,000.
So your son is going through this, and clearly your son has been asking himself, what's the hero version of myself going to do? Because that's, what is he, 16 years old?
Just turned 16 2 weeks ago.
Yep. Just turned 16. He's cancer-free right now, thank God.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure we hit on that. We're halfway through the podcast. So 3 weeks ago, we did a bone marrow, and we found out that he's cancer-free. So
what a blessing.
He's still on the edge of their seats worrying. This is a huge blessing for our family, and it's a little bit easy to sit on the other side of this saying, oh, yeah, he's cancer-free now. But there's been a few dark moments. For the most part, this has been my attitude going all the way through it, is we're going to be cancer-free, and really, in the adversity that we have, where are we going to go from here? And that's been the conversation that I have with all my kids, that I have with myself, the hero version of me, is how are we going to show up and impact beyond this? So you just touched on it. If it's hard just to get out of bed, what would the hero version of you do? And now that you've chosen to listen to that hero version and get out of bed, what impact are you going to go make? Maybe it's life and death. Maybe you just lost a loved one. Maybe you just have a separation from a loved one. You lost a boyfriend. You lost a girlfriend. Your life feels over, right? I can go back into my 20s and I laugh at the things that felt like life was over.
Yeah.
In my 30s, I laugh at the things where I literally felt like I couldn't take on another day. And now I'm in my 40s and God willing, I feel like I can take on a lot. And I'm not asking for more, but yet I am, right? Because that's really the growth that teaches us the most about ourselves.
Yeah.
So yes, let's go back to the push-up story, right? So who you surround yourself with is going to impact who you become. If you want to see a glimpse of what you're going to look like in the future, look at your friends right now. I think it's Jim Rohn, right? You're the sum total of the five people you hang out the most with.
Right.
So whether you're at the top of your game and the five people you hang out the most with are podcasts in your ear every single day, right? Because it's hard to associate, especially coming from the last few years that we've been in. Or it's your immediate friends, right? For teenagers, it's the kids they hang around with. My wife and I have chosen to deliberately live in an area where we hope that our kids are hanging out with are getting a positive impact, right? Because that's something that we can kind of control. And one of his friends saw this on Facebook or YouTube Shorts or whatever it was, and they got together as kids and kind of just pushed themselves. And that's where the 10,000 push-ups in 30 days came from. If that's not you, it is the month of July. It's our Independence Month in America. I know there's 1776 challenge going on right now. Maybe that's your goal. Try to do 1,776 push-ups this month. Whatever it is, I think that the hero version of us needs to have those little wins or those big wins to be able to teach us that we're capable of another win and another win. I'm going to shift real quick right now. I'm going to go to two things that have impacted me most overcoming the challenges of the last 6 months and the challenges of today, the challenges of just getting out of bed. First and foremost, your network, right? Those that are showing up for you. It's really motivating when you have a big life event and people back you up, people show up for you, people send love, right? It forces you to want to show up for yourself. So if you don't have that network, go find it, because you're going to need it when life slaps you in the face. You're going to need your tribe. You're going to need your gang. You're going to need your people to be there to support you and to love you for you, regardless of what's going on. But then the second thing is, what are you going to do to really love yourself? And this is the conversation I have with my kids. You've got to teach, what's that old story, right? We've got a good wolf and a bad wolf on our shoulders, right? And a grandfather's telling his kids, hey, you've got these two wolves talking at you all the time, the good wolf, the bad wolf. And then the grandfather says to the kid, says, how do you know which wolf to listen to? And the key to this is it's the one you feed, right? It's the wolf that you feed. And I might have butchered that story a little bit, but the idea is that if we feed the negative voices, if we feed the voices that are telling us we're not worthy or we're not worth it, that's what's going to continue to show up in our life. So one of the things that I incorporated November of last year, so we're going back like 8 months, is cold plunges, cold therapy, getting in cold water. I did this because I felt weak in my life. I felt like I'd gotten soft. And we can talk about the last year and a half and where I've gone in real estate in my career. Maybe we'll run out of time on that. But I'd gotten soft. I'd kind of stopped doing hard things. I didn't have to do a lot of the things that I used to have to do. And I needed to challenge myself. So as the temperatures dropped and things got colder, I went out and got a horse trough, just a barrel of cold water. And we got into breaking the ice and getting in cold water every single day. It started with me and then my wife and then my kids started getting into this. I don't really care what it is because we're all at a different point in our life. But if there's something, an itch to scratch, something that you feel is going to be hard, go do it for 30 days. Go show up for yourself every single day. And it was getting in the cold water that was silencing the little voice in my head that said, you're getting soft or you're not worthy. All those negative thoughts that we have. Well, little did I know that going into that cold water in November would lead to the challenges of the end of December. But that was part of that journey over the last 40 years of my life or over the last year and a half or over the last 6 months. Yeah. It was part of cold therapy helped me just know that regardless of what was going to happen, I'd already won the day in 2 to 3 minutes in cold water because I showed up for me. And when you show up for you, you win the day. Now, that might be getting out of bed, right? That might be making a phone call. That might be sending out direct mail. That might be speaking on stage. That might be whatever it is for you that you need to do in your life to prove to yourself that you are awesome, to prove to yourself that you can show up for yourself. Yeah. And I love cold water because we are such a comfort society. So I urge anybody to chase that rabbit hole about the health benefits of cold therapy. If you don't have the ability to jump in a cold horse trough, you can do it with cold showers, or maybe it's exercise. Maybe you just need to go out for a 1 mile and spend 15 or 20 minutes outside, and that's hard. Maybe you need to just get down and do 10 pushups from your knees because that's where you're at in life.
That's right.
Doesn't matter, but do something to teach yourself step by step that you can do the next hard thing in your life.
Yeah.
And you're going to look back, and I think it's Tony Robbins that says, we underestimate really where we can be in 10 years by just not doing the little things every day. And so do those little things and look back on your life and go, wow, look at where I've come from. So surround yourself with the right people, with good people, find your tribe, find your mentors, find your masterminds, and then do hard things for yourself. And you'll be amazed not only what God will put into your path to teach you the most about yourself, but be amazed at what you become.
Those two things that you just shared right now, that's a winning formula for a life of achievement and fulfillment is really how I would summarize that. I could not agree with you more on both those points. I mean, that's the reason we started Ascend 4 years ago. That's the reason you and I met in a different community. You have to make those investments in yourself, as uncomfortable as it may be. Man, you and I have invested a lot of money, time, and energy into ourselves and into joining these communities. And I remember early on, dude, I used to view these things as expenses. And then I had a mindset shift and I used to ask myself, I used to shift from I can't afford it to I can't afford not to do it, right? And it's been 12, 13 years now that I've consistently been a part of a community or been leading one. And I will continue to do so. To me, it's like the ultimate insurance policy. I was just having a conversation with somebody recently how because of the market, the uncertainty of things are changing, people are tightening up their wallets a little bit. I see a lot of people unplugging from communities. And I think that's a big mistake. I think now's the time more than ever that you have to run towards your tribe, not run away from it. So that's just a quick synopsis of what I heard coming from you. And I completely agree. And then, dude, the wisdom you just shared of do something difficult every day, whether it's a cold plunge therapy or whether for you it's getting up at 8 a.m. instead of at 10 a.m., right? Because maybe you're going through it in life, right? Maybe it's doing 10 pushups, whatever it is, challenging yourself, because I truly believe, Justin, that you and I were born for greatness. People listening were born for greatness. I don't have to know you to know that you were born for greatness. Now, greatness for you might be different than it is for me or for someone else. And I don't say that to compare, but you were born to achieve and to accomplish and to overcome. And the only way you can do that, it's like what David Goggins talks about in his book, Can't Hurt Me, is you have to silence that inner critic. You referred to it as the wolves on your shoulders. And the way you do that is by building mental toughness. How do you build mental toughness? You go out and you do things that challenge you.
How do they build mental toughness in the military? What's the first thing they teach you at boot camp? Do you have any idea?
I haven't been through it, so I'll defer to you, but like I can imagine, I can give you some guesses.
Make your bed.
This is the little things, right?
Yeah, just make your bed, right? Win the day, right? Like the day can go to crap, but if you made your bed in the morning, you're going to crawl back in at night into a bed that's made.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how much during the childhood cancer journey, I reflect back on, wow, how am I going to get through this next doctor's appointment? How are we going to get through this next? I mean, there was 48 hours where he was curled up on the floor, just screaming in pain. They call it bone bleeding. It's while they're trying to figure out what drugs are responding. But I won the day in the morning, right? And in the hospital, I had to just get in a cold tub, which lucky for us, it was the month of January in Salt Lake City. So we had no problem pumping cold water into a bathtub.
Yeah.
But it was the only win I could find for the day, right? And I knew I was tough. I knew I could take it on. Yeah. Maybe you're at the place where you just need to make your bed. Just wake up and make your bed. Maybe it's like we talked about going for that mile walk, but you can win the day by doing the small things. And so if it's good enough for the military, I think it's good enough for all of us.
Yeah. And dude, you and I know this, and what you're preaching here is when you stack the little wins, you stack enough of those up, you're going to have big wins. It starts with a decision, right? Like nothing you can accomplish can be done without first making a decision that you're going to take that first step. So if you're sitting here listening to us, don't figure out how to build a multi-million dollar business, or don't figure out how to get a six pack or how to do X, Y, Z. Start with the first step. It's the journey. It's not necessarily the destination. And that's something I had to learn the hard way years ago, because the destination is very short-lived, right? And so what Justin's talking about is just starting with a decision and do something that challenges you just a little bit each day. Stack enough of those and you're going to have that mental toughness that is required, guys, to live in the day and age that we live in, man, because we never know when we're going to be thrown a big curveball. And if you're a man listening to this and you have a family, it's a duty. It's a responsibility to show up for them and to have that mental toughness. Same thing if you're a woman. I don't care who you are. You got to build that resiliency, right? Because we never know what we're going to be faced with.
Here's a bit of the challenge, right? A bit of the challenge out there is that we've got all these YouTube shorts. We got Instagram reels. We got all these dopamine hits and we're seeing all this stuff. And it's kind of almost teaching us that our lives aren't good enough, right? That we're not there. We're not at that person's level, right? And so I wanted to interject here. There was a really powerful book I read last year. I think it's Dan Henry is the author, but it's The Gap Versus the Gain. And I'm really concerned about sharing a story about childhood cancer, or I'm worried about sharing stories about success in real estate that I personally had, because I don't want other people to feel less than when they don't feel like they could accomplish the same thing. So if you haven't read the book, Gap Versus Gain, go read it, because it talks about finding the gains every single day, finding the wins that Alex just talked about every single day. If you're listening to this podcast, you're winning the day.
Right.
You're doing what very few people are willing to do, and you're showing up for yourself. You got out of bed, you're winning the day. There's so many little things that we can do to stack to find that next level of success, but we have to recognize it. We have to be willing to give ourselves the credit that we are winning. So literally listening to a 45-minute podcast, that's a win. You're stacking wins. Keep doing that and you'll be amazed at where your life's going to go.
Yeah, man, that is honestly, I couldn't think of a better way to end the show, but I want to take a second on this podcast publicly acknowledge you, man, for being the kind of man that you are, for stepping up and showing out the way that you have. Again, I've shared this with you on a couple different occasions, but it's been inspiring for me to watch your journey with your son. I'm grateful to have you as a friend. You and I spent a little bit of time in Park City not too long ago, a couple months ago. And dude, just your energy is infectious, man. No matter what is thrown your way, you got a smile on your face. You have this mentality of winning and abundance and of gratitude, and it overflows from you into other people. I'm sure it's been for the same for your wife. I hate to speak for her, but I'm almost certain if she was on this podcast, she would say, I have an incredible man, an incredible husband. All that has flown into me. The fact that your son was challenged by a friend in your neighborhood or in his environment, yes, I'm sure that had something to do with it, but I know for certain that the way his father shows up has a lot to do with it. And the fact that this kid is slowly transforming his body in just over 30 days has averaged 333 pushups a day. That's incredible, man. If a 16-year-old kid who's
fighting cancer during a chemotherapy 30-day session.
That's right. I hate to use the word kid. He's a warrior. Amazing. That is exactly what he is. But if he can do that, let that be inspiration for you. And nobody's telling you to go out there and do 333 pushups a day unless you want to challenge yourself. But maybe you haven't done a pushup in years. Start with three a day and slowly you're going to build. So what I'm hoping to summarize here in this podcast episode is that it's not about, hey, I'm not dealing with a major life or death challenge the way Justin and his son were recently dealing with. It's not about the quantity of pushups or doing. It's about figuring out where you're at and then pushing yourself to go a little bit further and having that mindset each and every day, asking yourself the way Justin is, what would the hero version of myself decide to do today? What would he actually do, he or she do? And so maybe it's just getting up out of bed a little earlier, or maybe it's doing some pushups, whatever it is. I'm hoping that this podcast episode pushes you, encourages you, challenges you, inspires you to go a little bit further because you can do it, just in case nobody's told you recently. So Justin, my man, dude, I want to kind of give you the final word here. I'm going to flash on the screen. I so encourage you guys to continue to follow Justin on his journey on facebook.com/ Justin Cameron Morgan. Cameron is Cameron Morgan, Morgan. Follow him. Just pull up the search bar and I'm sure you'll find him. He's got an epic picture, by the way, of completing one of your triathlons. Is that right?
Yeah, this was an Ironman World Championship in St. George, Utah.
And Justin is crossing the finish line and he's just got this face of a guy. He's like yelling, screaming, and it was just such a perfect picture that was captured. So my man,
a lot of emotion in that picture, Alex, because this was May. So it would have just been 5 months right in the middle of our cancer journey. My son, at that point, we were not cancer free. We were still fighting it, still doing the chemotherapy rounds. I think to summarize, doing hard things, there's no reason why you can't jump out of bed and have that same expression on your face if that's where you're at in your life. For some people, that's their Ironman. For some people, it's the cold therapy. For some people, it's going out there and knocking on 5 doors, 10 doors, or 50 doors in a day to find that next deal. Celebrate it. Find the win. Find those little things. Stack them. For me, at this point in my life, I'm real glad I showed up in May to complete an Ironman. Keep in mind, I was in the hospital the entire month of January. Okay. So I had to really cram that training February, March, April to show up in May. And when you show up for yourself, you're going to feel awesome. Yeah. But just make sure to recognize that you probably are showing up for yourself every single day. So set those goals, big or small. You might not get them this year, but you'll get them next year. Go out there and crush your life and crush real estate. We ran out of time. We didn't talk about real estate much. But
it's all good, dude. And maybe this is the perfect excuse to have you back on round two, maybe sometime later on in the year, because you fortunately put yourself in a place where you were able to just step away. And you had a real estate.
Here's the teaser for the real estate podcast when we get there. I was in the hospital for 32 days with my son. I was one of the only dad that I know of that was there continuously for those 32 days. And I didn't realize until I was in there 3 weeks of like the blessings that I've had because of real estate.
Yeah.
The blessing that I have. And so as this is two episodes after your 700th episode talking about legacy and urgency, show up for yourself so that you can build that legacy and that when and if emergencies show up in your life, you have the ability to step away. And I think real estate is the best vehicle and one of the only vehicles that can really allow you to put priorities first. And for this year, it's been my family. And I'm grateful that real estate's provided that. So there's your teaser. We can talk about all the joys of real estate and reasons to celebrate that. But right now, celebrate yourself for the little wins. I think that's the takeaway.
Yeah, absolutely love it, man. Again, I'm grateful to have you in my corner, dude. Let your son know on my behalf that he's inspiring. His warrior mentality and attitude is something that I draw from. And I know a lot of people that just heard your story are inspired and are going to go out and just the ripple effects that you chose to be on this podcast with me today and just share so openly. I asked you to just open up your heart and share, and you did that many times over, man. Again, I'm a better man for it. And I know for a fact the men and women listening to this podcast are better off as a result. So you've inspired and you've pushed us to go beyond what we think is possible. So for that, I thank you, dude. And guys, share this podcast episode. This is going to be one of those that I know is going to be heavily downloaded and listened to. And I'm asking you to share this with family, friends. I don't care if they're in real estate or not. It doesn't matter. As you've seen, this show has continued to grow and evolve because of you and because of the guests that have chosen to invest their time and energy to share so openly and freely in an effort to help and impact you. And my job as the host is to continue to bring you people like Justin and to continue to share with you the things that we think you need to hear. It's almost like giving you the medicine inside the cheese, right? That's really, I think, why this show exists. And my job is the host. And don't worry, we will get Justin back on. I think he just accepted the invite to be back on the show and to talk specifically about real estate. So in the coming months, look for that episode. So again, please share this podcast episode so that it continues to grow and I can continue to have incredible, inspiring individuals like Justin on the podcast. So my man, thank you, brother. I know I will see you in October, hopefully. Send your best to your son and the rest of your family on behalf of the Flip Empire community. And with that said, guys, we will connect on the next podcast episode. Take care. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.